Hello there, my name is Chris Palmer. In today's How to Make Backlinks More Effectively for Your Website video for 2022, what I'd like to share with you is a strategy, a technique that I've been implementing to see absolutely phenomenal results, and it's been a way that we've been able to save money within our link building campaigns. Now, with that being said, I want to go ahead and showcase and show two separate tools. I'm not sponsored. I don't have any links. It's just two tools. You can use whatever you want that make this process for finding entities very, very easy. You see, as we have gone in through 2021, moving into 2022, entities are becoming more and more popular. This is topics, people, places, things. Almost like co-occurring keywords or LSI terms, these are words that are often coming up or topics that come up, and I want to share with you two tools. You see, how I started utilizing this particular strategy that I'm going to share with you today is that I was trying to find a way or figure out a way to maximize my link building efforts. So what we've been doing, and I want to share this with you to lead into the strategy that will certainly help you out. It'll make every single link that you build more effective. I want to share with you this strategy. So what we've been doing, all right, is this. I buy link rentals, all right? Link rentals are PBNs from very powerful websites where you buy them on a monthly recurring basis, okay? Now, in order to maximize the power, what we do is every single month, all right, I have a link. So this is my money site. Okay, so here's the money site. And I buy from this site a backlink. Now, the backlink coming from this one site will contain an anchor text, but this link needs to be bought every single month. So this is an anchor text. Okay. Now, this anchor text could be for a variety of different things, but let's just say discount coupons. Okay. So discount coupons is going to be the anchor text. And every single month, month after month, I have to pay for this link going to the money site. Now, what we started doing in order to maximize the benefit of this, pointing to the same exact page, but what we started doing, just to go ahead and revert this for you, in order to maximize our ad spend, all right? We consider backlink building as part of our ad spend on a monthly recurring basis. I charge a client. I got to pay for links every single month. In order to maximize the power of these links for the same amount of money, what we've been doing is this. On month one, all right? So month one, we will do this. Month one, all right? We're going to do, you know, our coupon code anchor text, okay? Now, in order to maximize on month two, same exact length, but on month two, what we'll do is these pages are automatically indexed. They're absolutely phenomenal sites. But on month two, we'll switch the anchor text from coupon code once we get our initial jump because we have multiple links coming in, multiple sites. We're building other links too. But just to prove this concept to you, month two, what we're doing is we are switching it out to say best coupon code for hosting. Okay. We would utilize that, we'll say, as an anchor text month two. Now, this has been working exceptionally well. We've been getting credit and seeing increases for both sets of keywords. Now, as the months and years have passed on, and what I want to introduce to you in order to maximize your backlink effectiveness, what we have found is, and as you may know, entities are becoming increasingly more powerful, increasing your entity density within your schema, okay, including or increasing the entity amount inside of your anchor text has been absolutely phenomenal for pretty much every single campaign that I've been involved in. But more importantly, increasing the entity density within my anchor text has been even more beneficial. So the two tools that I've been using, and stick with me, please. The strategy has not been laid out yet, all right? I haven't even given you the hack yet. I'm actually going to make another video recapping the best tips of the year, and this is certainly one of them. I want to go ahead and lay this out. This is the, you know, one of the best things every year I do this. For 2021, this is one of the biggest shifts that I started doing and seeing the most amount of benefit. So please stick with me. So let me share this with you. So the two tools, one of them is InLinks. Now the gentleman, his name The name of the gentleman is Dixon Jones, and if I mess that up, please, you can scold me in the comments below. And if you have questions, leave them in the comments below. Check out SEOMastermind.org, www.SEOMastermind.org, if you want to learn and test with me. But with that out of the way, this is InLinks. Now, InLinks is going to take essentially, just like your, you know, your Page Optimizer Pros, it's scientific-based SEO. Now, the creator or the co-creator of Majestic, or somebody that used to work at Majestic, has created this absolutely phenomenal tool. I'm not promoting it. I don't have a link for it. I'm just saying it's a good tool to help you analyze your content or others' content to pull out the entities so we can increase the entity density on our pages. But more so, it's going to give you a list of the entities. Aside from that, if you don't want a paid tool, it's up to you. I'm just showing you another good tool, and stick with me. The strategy is on its way. Another asset that I use, or another tool that I use, is Topical Relevance. Okay. Now, Topical Relevance is a tool that I've been talking about for the last about year and a half now, about, we'll just say a year. This is a free tool by Joe Priest. Phenomenal tool. Phenomenal tool. Not only will it help with schema, but it's also going to pull out some of the entities. All right. Now, what I have found is A, not only adding them to the page, B, adding them into the schema. Now let's take back a look over here, okay? This will help you get your entities, okay? These two tools, you can use either one. I've been using InLinks recently, I love it, but I also use Topical Relevance to get schema and pull out some entities as well. Just recently, I started using InLinks, to be quite frank with you, all right? Before that, I was using Topical Relevance. With that being said, if we come back to here and we can see, okay, month one, we were using coupon code as an anchor text, okay? Month two, we started using best coupon code for hosting, okay? But then as time progresses, what we have found, and this is the hack, the tip, the strategy, the technique, if you want to maximize and make your backlinks more effective for your websites right now, I highly suggest this, and this is the technique, all right? So, you will thank me later. Trust me, go and build some powerful links like this. So you're going to have your main website that is going to be the donor site or the link donor site. Okay, so we'll just get rid of this. This is the main website. Okay, so this is our main site getting links, we'll call this. Okay, so this is the site in which we are getting the links from. Okay, so site getting links. All right, now, with that being said, we are pointing this, okay, at this particular page over here. All right, so let me just grab my pen here. All right, now we're pointing a link, okay? Better yet, let's make this a little longer because this is very important. I don't mind taking my time on this because this is important, okay? Now, this is the money site, okay? Now, this could be any page on the money site, but instead of swapping out and switching your anchor text every single month, what I've been seeing to provide excellent benefit, not only can you save money, but maximize the power of your links guaranteed. What I highly suggest that you start doing is A, focus your anchor text, all right, still utilizing the strategies that we normally do. Okay, what's the exact match? Okay, what's the partial? All right, what's our brand name? But more notably, start thinking about your entities. And instead of making your anchor text, and this is the massive tip here that's certainly helped me out in my agency working on campaigns, instead of, say, making your anchor text, let's say the keyword is hosting coupons, okay? Instead of just focusing on hosting coupons, okay? Or maybe you're focusing your, maybe you're making keywords that are, or making your anchor text branded, okay? So B-R-A-N-D-E-D. Instead of making it branded or exact match, or sometimes you'll just do HTTPS, right? You'll just do website.com. Maybe you'll make it a naked. Or maybe you'll do something like this, like a click here, because you see that the overall anchor text diversities of your competition have, okay, 14% generic. They have 10% naked. They have a 40% branded, and then they have about a 9% hosting, right? Or exact match. What I suggest that you do is you want to add one more to this list, which is going to be entity-based, okay? Once you figure out the most, the ones that correlate the highest, all right, for the most relevant according to entity, once you figure out what those words are, like hosting, host, website, internet, right? These could be some entity words. Once you figure this out, this is the old way of doing it. This would be one link. This would be one link, okay? This would be a link. This would be a link, right? Now, let's talk about the 2022, the new way of linking and building your links, maximizing the maximum amount of benefit. And what I highly suggest that you do, you can thank me later, is this. When we're building out our anchor texts, okay, instead of doing 1, 2, 3, 4, instead of this, what I highly suggest that you do is maximize the length of your anchor text. Meaning, if I figure out what my entity word is, okay, entity word, the most relevant entity word, plus my brand name, plus an exact match, plus a click here. By increasing the level or the length of the anchor text, not only am I able to target multiple intentions, so multiple user intents, not only can I also start maximizing the different variances of anchor text diversity coming into my site, but I'm also creating a much more relevant backlink that will exponentially increase the amount of power when you're making your backlinks. I highly, highly, highly recommend increasing the length of the anchor text, including your entities, including your brand name, including maybe a generic tag. Increase the length, increase the power, lower the amount of links. Follow up as far as following the intents of the users. Find out what the entities are. Find out what your exact is. Add in your brand name. Add in a generic. Make them longer. You can thank me later. My name is Chris Palmer. If you have any future questions related to off-page SEO or link building or how you can start creating more effective backlinks in 2022, never hesitate. Feel free to go ahead and ask any and all questions in the section below. And I always look forward to seeing you in the next How to Make Effective Backlinks in 2022 for Your Website video. Have a wonderful day.